ever get that feeling, like you're invisible, you're in a crowd, maybe a huge one, but you feel totally alone. That feeling, that's the core of what we're diving into today with Arnab Ray's Mahishasur. He drops us right into this really intense scene, a Durga Puja Pandal in Kolkata. Imagine, like, vibrant colors, those dock drums pounding, just a flood of people everywhere.
The energy must be incredible.
Oh, totally. And in the middle of all this, we meet our narrator, and he's totally fixated on, get this, Katrina Kaif.
Interesting. It's fascinating how Ray uses this kind of celebrity obsession. You know, it's not just some fleeting thing. It speaks to something deeper, I think.
Yeah.
That desire to belong, to be a part of this glamorous world we see all the time.
Yeah, totally. Like, he sees her life as this perfect ideal. He even pictures his girlfriend, Madhushree, looking like Katrina Kaif, even gives her the latest Samsung Galaxy phone in his head. And it's not just her. He creates this whole picture of this, you know, perfect life. He's got the Lenovo business, a new apartment, even these big family lunches with, like, the good stuff, Sorchatel, that special mustard oil.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
And that's where Ray starts to play with this idea of illusion versus reality.
Right, right. And it's so relevant, not just in mythology, but in our lives too, right? I mean, we all present these polished versions of ourselves.
Oh, for sure. It's like those Durga Puja pendals themselves, all stunning and intricate on the outside.
Exactly. But look closer and you start to see the cracks. It's all a facade.
Totally. And Ray, he's smart. He leaves these little clues, breadcrumbs almost, that make the ending so powerful.
Yeah. Like, give me an example.
Well, remember that part where the narrator is describing this lavish Ashtami lunch, all that rich food, and then he, like, stifles a burp?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's subtle, but...
Exactly. Like, a hint that things aren't as perfect as he's making them out to be.
And that's what makes it so compelling. We're left wondering, is anything he's saying actually true?
Right. And as the story unfolds, that little burp becomes like this, like a crack of thunder. It signals that everything's about to change.
And it makes you want to keep reading to figure out what's real and what's not. I like that.
Yeah, and it's like, bam, Ray hits you with the truth about the family. It's like everything he said totally flipped. His mother passed away. The father's sick. He's not close with his brother and his wife.
Yeah, there's some family drama there. Sounds messy.
Really messy. Like, remember all that talk about those big family lunches?
Right, with the Sorchatel and all
that.
Yeah,
exactly. Turns out, not a thing. And to make it even worse...
It gets worse.
Oh, yeah. Madhushree, the Katrina lookalike girlfriend, she's not even real. He made her up.
Wow. Ray doesn't hold back, does he?
Yeah.
Just completely dismantles his reality.
Yeah. And that's when it really hit me, the whole Mahishasur connection.
Because we think of Mahishasur as this powerful demon king, right?
Right. And we see those scenes during Durga Puja where she destroys him. But in the story, it's different. It's like Mahishasur's loneliness, that's what our guy connects with.
Oh, that's really interesting. So it's not about the demon king stuff. It's about the feeling.
That's it. And I think that's brilliant, you know, how Ray takes this figure, the bad guy, and he makes him relatable.
Makes you see him in a new light. Like, we all know what it feels like to be the outsider.
Totally. And there's this part I love when the brother, he sees an image of Mahishasur right in the middle of Durga's homecoming scene. Doesn't make sense, he says. Like, why is he here? He doesn't belong.
He's pointing out the absurdity of it.
Exactly. But for the narrator, that's the light bulb moment, you know? Like, he gets it. Mahishasur, he's the outsider, just like him.
Oh, wow. They're both out of place, looking for somewhere to belong. It's like they're the same.
It's so well done. And then that scene at the Pendal.
Intense, right. When they tell him to get up, give up his chair.
Ugh, those volunteers were brutal, threatening to call the cops. It was too much.
Totally. But that's Ray showing us this is the reality.
Mm.
The narrator, he's not some hotshot with a Lenovo business.
Yeah.
He's alone and he's got nothing.
And the way Ray contrasts that with the puja, all the lights and music and celebration, it's harsh, man.
Yeah, it is. Makes you really feel that isolation.
And then how it ends. Him by himself, surrounded by advertisements. Just, wow.
Talk about irony, right? He started out wanting all those brands, Lenovo, Samsung, even that fancy mustard oil. Now they're all he's got.
It's like he's trapped, right? Stuck in this world of brands and stuff that was supposed to make him happy, but it's all fake.
Like a bad joke. He bought into the illusion, and now the joke's on him.
And he's totally forgotten, which is the worst part. Here's Durga Puja, this massive celebration, all about feminine power, community, you name it, and he's lost in the middle of it all.
Completely invisible. You know, it makes you think, all that stuff we chase after, is it even real?
It's like those brands, they're everywhere, right? Promising all this happiness, but it's empty. All surface, no depth.
Empty promises, yeah. And what gets me, it's Durga Puja, you know, this huge celebration, Durga, this powerful goddess, all about strength, community.
Right, like the opposite of everything he's feeling.
Exactly. She conquers Mahishasura. But our guy, he's defeated by these, like, fake promises of connection. It makes you think, how do we find real belonging in this world? There's so much pressure, so many images telling us what will make us happy.
It's overwhelming, right? Like, we're all bombarded with it constantly. Social media, advertising, it's everywhere.
And it's easy to get sucked in. Start thinking, oh, if I just had that phone, that car, those clothes, then I'd finally be, you know.
Complete. Part of the in crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But Ray's story, it's like a wake-up call. It's not about the stuff. It's about those genuine connections, finding meaning in something real, something that lasts.
Yeah, those things, they take work, right? It's easier to just buy the next shiny thing.
It is easier.
Yeah.
But that's the challenge for all of us, I think, to be present, to really connect, to find those things that truly matter, not the stuff we're told to want.
So as we wrap up, I think the question Ray leaves us with is, what really matters to you? What makes you feel like you belong? It might be different for everyone, but it's a question worth asking. And maybe, Mahishasura, it can help us start to find those answers.